This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Mexico's President Vicente Fox is taking on powerful political opponents at a time when he needs their support to push through crucial reforms. Several high-ranking members of the former ruling Institutional Revolutionary Party, or PRI, are charged with committing massive fraud during the 2000 presidential elections that put Fox into office. Hundreds of millions of dollars allegedly were funneled from Mexico's huge state-run oil company to support a PRI candidate, NPR's Jerry Haddon reports.
Nosotros los trabajadores petroleros, sabedores de que esta es una cuestión política por parte del gobierno federal.
Fox's government in August charged the head of Mexico's powerful oil workers union with campaign fraud, pushing the country toward crisis. Hundreds of thousands of oil workers took to the streets in defense of their leader, Carlos Romero Duchamps. At a massive Mexico City rally, one worker screamed, "This is a political ploy by the government to destabilize our union. We state with firm conviction our unconditional support for Carlos Romero Duchamps." Mexico's oil giant, called Pemex, provides a third of the government's revenues. A strike would have spelled catastrophe. But Fox stood firm, and eventually the workers settled for a raise and backed down. Investigators looking into the PRI's 2000 campaign are going after several top oil officials, some of whom are also PRI congressmen. For decades, the PRI controlled Pemex's purse strings and used its powerful union to control votes. Dr. Robert Pastor directs the Center for North American Studies at American University.
There was considerable evidence during the election in 2000 that union workers were funneling money and encouraging their workers to support one of the candidates. I heard that as an election observer during that time, and in fact met with some of the oil workers that provided documentary evidence of that. So I think there is clearly evidence that some people were involved, and the next step is for the courts to decide.
Pemex union leader Romero denies the current charges against him.
Ni somos lavadores de dinero, ni somos delincuentes organizados. Desde ahí,
we are neither money launderers nor organized criminals, he says. The government has perversely brought these accusations against us. A special congressional commission is debating stripping the PRI's legislators' immunity. A former Pemex president who fled to Houston to avoid arrest is currently fighting extradition. President Fox is being lauded on the opinion pages at home and abroad for his efforts, but it appears to be causing his domestic agenda to stagnate. A series of fundamental reforms are being held up, from cleaning up a corrupt justice system to giving states more control over spending to allowing multiple terms for federal legislators, changes all seen as crucial to Mexico's democratic and economic development. In his Pemex investigation, Fox emphasizes he's targeting specific individuals and not the former PRI regime. Nevertheless, federal PRI deputy Carlos Acedes de Olmo accuses the president of trying to discredit his party, for which he says there will be a political price. When they start hounding a group of distinguished leaders of a political party who hold popularly elected positions, he said, necessarily you won't find the best conditions for negotiating. Opposition legislators have responded to Fox's Pemex probe tit for tat by demanding an investigation into the president's campaign. They allege foreign money made it illegally into Fox's election coffers. That investigation is just getting underway. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.